Hello, this is first year phonetics and phonology. Speaking, one of your two devoted phoneticians, Katarina Tomková. In this recording, I'd like to tell you about how I plan to organize the exam, and then instructions how to fill out the mock test, and thus find out, upon correcting it, how many out of the 60 points you'd receive at this point. About the exam, I'm a little bit against the idea of examining everyone online. People who have left the country, of course, people who for any reason can't get to Brno physically and sit the exam under my supervision, being dictated certain expressions for transcription live. So if there are individuals who absolutely can't come physically, it'll be arranged, they'll be examined individually over Skype. My plan is, though, that there'd be 5 exam dates and you'd come physically to the department and sit the exam. The first 8 sittings in small groups would be on Monday and Tuesday, June the 1st and 2nd. You'd only come in groups by 15 people. Once one group finished, another group started. This is according to all the rules and rectors and everybody else's instructions. Nevertheless, I've been discussing this with the management and they said they need to give me an exception. And I'm still waiting for that. So the first dates would be the 1st and the 2nd of June in small groups, starting at 10, 11, 12 and 1 p.m. Then another biggish session, according to how many people it'll be possible to examine at one time at the end of June. So beginning of June, end of June, then sometime on the boundary of July and August, in the middle of summer, there'd be another such date. Then one at the beginning of September and another last towards the end of September, right? So that's my plan, that's my wish. I hope it comes out that you'd have the chance to see me personally or us. You'd then just add the result you get, or I would do that, the result you get in your written work for 60% of the total 100, plus adding the other 40% for your speaking. So that's my plan. Beginning of June, end of June, July, August, beginning of September, end of September physically. Individuals, if they've got really serious reasons, they can't come over here, over Skype as an oral exam, which is also possible. You've got a very good sample of what the exam format is in study materials already. Well, it's been there since the beginning, called mock test. And it'd be nice if you could stop this recording for a while and search for that in study materials in the IS. Mock test. Got it? All right. It's worth 60 points altogether. 10 points for the first theoretical question. 20 points for task 2, which is broken into 4 passive and active transcription tasks. Task 3 is 40 words, each worth 1/4 of a point, which you need to mark the main stress in. Very easy. If it's event, you know that it's event, and you'll stress the stressed syllable. Easy. Task 4 is about classification of sounds. You'll be asked to transcribe a word, that's for 3 points. Classify all the vowels and diphthongs that the word contains for another 3 points. And then classify into a grid which you can see the consonants that the word contains, that's for 4 points. So again, for task 4, 10 points altogether. Task 5 is terminology. 4 terms asked to be defined, So one term is worth 2.5 points. You'll bear that in mind when you get to step 3 of your test taking. My recommended procedure would be to allow max 45 minutes to fill in the test with the level of knowledge you've got at this point, giving yourself 45 minutes max, with the only aid being the pronunciation chart. And to make everybody's life easy, although a lot of you are very American-oriented, and that's fine. If we were meeting face-to-face, I'd be speaking American English. I'd tell you all about it. And we try some American transcriptions. Believe me that for you and for me, it'll be best at this point to transcribe RP. So that's material B, English pronunciation chart, as your only aid as you're filling the test in. Maybe you won't fill in much. Don't blame yourself. It at least gives you the idea how much you know before the first possible sitting on the 1st or the 2nd of June. I suggest doing it once like that. Maybe it won't take too much time. That depends on you. And then take all the possible references that you've got, Gimson, Dr. Ježek's lectures and everything, and find all the information that you didn't know without these aids. Maybe take another color of pen in your hand and add visibly those added materials that you only needed, that you needed to find out from other sources. And only as the third step, go to the material mock test filled out, where you've got all the results. So if in the theoretical task you think that you almost got it, maybe you left out a thing or two, give yourself 7, 8, 9, 10 points. You then go subtask by subtask in task 2, where the first is just passive transcription reading. If you see something transcribed, are you able to identify what it is and write it out in conventional spelling? 5 points if you did that well. Then you've got two possible pronunciations of one and the same expression. Here, passive reading of transcription is also quite necessary. What you do is identify which of the two possible pronunciations is correct. You'll tick that. You'll cross the one that you don't think it's correct. And you write out that expression. Again, the tick is worth 2 points, the cross is worth 2 points, and the writing out, if done correctly, is worth another last 1 point. Subtask 2C is more complicated. There you've got an expression written in conventional spelling. You're supposed to transcribe it, and you won't forget that stresses are an integral part of the transcription. The way I'll be assessing it when it comes to me in your actual tests is that if I, forgetting the expression that it was supposed to be, can still read it in that way, can still identify the word, even if the symbols may not be quite those correct ones, you only lose 1 point for the incorrect symbol. If the symbol is not even a phonetic symbol, right? If, for example, people use joint writing for transcription, that's of course wrong. No L's with a loop, no such thing, because there's no such phonetic symbol. So even during the exam, you'll have the pronunciation chart in front of you, so you'll be using, hopefully, the symbols that belong. The most difficult task will be task 2D, when I'll dictate an expression and you'll try to your best of conscience to transcribe it. And that'll be, well, that'll be the last thing today in this recording. Again, if there's something peculiar about the pronunciation, you'll write it out and you may get a bonus point. Task 3 is rather straightforward. You give yourself either plus or minus, if successful or not, attempt at stressing a word. So if out of the 40 words you had 10 incorrectly stressed, which can happen, that's 3/4 of 10 points, that's 7.5. Task 4, but I've told you that, haven't I? Task 4 is classification of sound in an expression. Yes, I think I told you that. So once you've corrected it according to what I've said, you'll know how many out of the 60 points you'd get at this point and what you especially need to concentrate on. Now back to task 2D. In the exam proper, it'll be just one expression. This time, just for the sake of transcription training, there'll be 3. One very easy and 2 rather more difficult. The easy expression would be, "Hello, how are you?" And make sure that you get the stresses right and say it the way I said it. "Hello, how are you?" The other 2 expressions are a bit trickier, but just for the sake of training. The first stands for what we call in Czech astmatický záchvat, and I'll dictate it twice. In English, it's an asthma attack. Once again, an asthma attack. So that'll take some time to transcribe, and you'll be given the time at the test proper. And the third expression is about a collector, someone who's freshly back from Asia. And the expression is, "I wish the child stopped screaming." "She collects Buddha images." Once again, "She collects Buddha images." In an asthma attack and "she collects Buddha images," there's something that you wouldn't find in American English, for example, something that's one of what we call RP innovations, something that's only been in the language for the last maybe, well, 50 years. It's not that new. So if you could transcribe the expression plus identify what that strange little phenomenon is, give yourself a bonus point. So not 5 points for that transcription, but 6. That'll be all. In my next recording, I'll tell you about how to understand the pronunciation chart once you get your speech assessed. Although if you've been studying all around, it shouldn't be so difficult. And then I'll repeat once again what and how you should revise to be competent to sit the first exam date. Thank you. That's all for now.